Chapter 13. As soon as Ariana said she wanted to complete the ritual, a huge charge went through my body, and I actually shivered for a moment.
"Here, please. Come sit,"
Jessamine asked the redhead again, and she patted a spot on the couch between her and Sienna.
"We can help you relax, and we can talk about everything a little more to help you get comfortable."
Okay.
The mermaid responded, and she sat down between my wives. She seemed too stressed out to sit back, though, so she leaned forward onto her tail. Sienna began to stroke her back in soft circles, and I immediately remembered how horny my blonde wife had just admitted she was. Nonetheless, I knew this was going to need to go very slow because of Ariana's anxiety.
"Shh, everything is going to be wonderful,"
Jessamine said in a quiet, soothing voice.
"You're with us now, and you're never going to be alone again. Like you said, you can trust us with your life, and that includes taking care of your body and your mind."
"Thank you, Jessamine,"
Ariana replied. But she hopped back up off the couch, floated in the water, and wrung her hands.
"Please, just keep telling me this is going to be great. It really helps.
Ariana, I was a little doubtful at first, too,"
Sienna told the redhead with a kind smile.
"We may not be worried about the exact same things, but Mary and Joe definitely made me nervous. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you're thinking so we can help you?"
Yes, I will explain everything,"
the mermaid stammered as she nervously tucked a lock of her red hair behind her ear.
I just need to do something first."
Ariana swam over to the wall and flipped a switch I hadn't noticed before. Then she gestured down toward the floor at some sort of grate, and as I watched in amazement, the water began to slowly flow out of the room. "Ariana, what's happening?"
"It's technology I developed specifically to make humans more comfortable in my chambers. Once all the water is drained out, you'll be able to breathe air again for the first time in a while, and I will be able to be in my human form, so..."
She trailed off and gestured vaguely downward at her mermaid tail, and I thought I got the gist. "Wow. You made this all on your own?" I whistled in awe, and it wasn't hard for me to be impressed by a woman with plumbing skills.
"I did,"
Ariana said, and she nodded as color filled her cheeks.
"It took a fair amount of work, but I eventually figured it out. I wanted to do something for my husband, but..."
"But what?"
Jessamine asked. She was gazing intently at the red-haired princess, and I could tell she was as enthralled as I was.
Just let me do a couple more things, and you'll understand better."
Ariana wiped her palms off on her tail, and I desperately wanted to help her feel less nervous and to understand how my wives and I felt about her. The water was almost down to waist height now, and I realized I was now inhaling air. While the mermaid's kiss was near perfect magic, I had to admit there was something about breathing actual air. I was even more energized, and I wondered what else Ariana was up to.
"Wow, this is pretty cool,"
Sienna said with a grin, and I could tell she was trying to boost the mermaid's confidence.
"Ariana, you're so smart and beautiful. Jessamine and I are so excited that you're going to be joining us as a sister wife. Things are only going to get better from here, I promise."
"Thank you, Sienna. I really appreciate that. Oh, there's one thing I need to do quickly before the water gets too low, and then I can show you some more magic."
With a quick snap of her fingers, Ariana changed into her human form, and I couldn't keep my eyes off her bikini bottom and the space between her thighs. The thought that I was going to touch her for the first time overcame me, and my cock was immediately rock hard. As the water finished draining out of the room, the redhead looked up at me from under her eyelashes and smiled.
"Joe, Sienna, Jessamine, there's something else I'm going to do for you now that the water is gone, and I hope you will all like it,"
the redhead told us with a slight shrug.
"I'm sure it will be great. Whatever you do, it will be fantastic."
Okay. Well, I guess you're about to find out,"
the now-human mermaid said. And she looked down for a moment before the room immediately changed right in front of my eyes. Instead of dripping kelp, the chamber was now filled with pillows. The mattress on her bed looked soft and inviting, and candles lined the dressers and tables in the chamber and shone in gleaming sconces on the walls. But the best thing of all was Ariana herself, who had transformed her outfit into lingerie. The redhead now wore a white lace teddy that was nearly transparent, and for the first time I could see the entirety of her body. I could see her pink nipples poking out through the thin fabric and the well-trimmed red patch between her legs, and I struggled to stay calm. Oh, wow. I couldn't keep myself from saying something. Ariana, you look unbelievable. The redhead blushed again, and I could see the heat rising from her chest and up her neck until her face was bright red.
I used to do this for my husband, to try to make him more comfortable, but nothing really helped with that.
What was Prince Aaron's story anyway? What I've heard hasn't exactly seemed flattering, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I'm not sure there's much flattering to say about him.
Ariana almost whispered, and she looked at each of the three of us in turn.
I was so young when I married him. I was just 16, and while I once angrily proclaimed to my father I wasn't a child anymore, I still had a lot of growing up to do. Joe, Jessamine, Sienna, I am so happy to be marrying you. I've come to care about you so much, and selfishly, I know what we do today will help me save my kingdom. But you have to know, I'm scared. There's still more I need to explain to you. Can we go sit on the bed?
Of course,
my dark-haired wife reassured her.
Today is a big deal to us, and we want to ensure everything is perfect for you.
My wives and I followed Ariana over to the bed and sat down. The redhead stayed perched on the edge of the mattress, and Sienna reached out to take her hand.
What's going on, Ariana?
My blonde wife asked.
So, this is going to be really hard for me to talk about, so I hope you'll bear with me.
The redhead said as she looked down and away from us.
There are some things I need to explain to you about my former marriage that I hope will help you understand me a little better.
Ariana, did he hurt you somehow? I asked, with my brow furrowed in concern. I reached out to grab her hand from the other side, and a surge of green sparks immediately flooded my brain.
No, nothing like that,
she quickly assured me.
Well, nothing except my feelings.
I'm so sorry,
Jessamine told her with shining eyes.
Please, tell us what happened, because we are here to listen to anything you want to talk about. Ariana, do you mind if I touch you?
The redhead shook her head, and Jessamine moved to kneel behind her on the bed. The raven-haired beauty began to rub Ariana's shoulders through the filmy lace, and my body ached in anticipation.
Okay, so he wasn't unkind to me, but my husband barely wanted to touch me.
The red-haired princess raised her eyes bravely and stared directly at me.
I saved him from a shipwreck once, and I think he felt indebted to me. He also really loved my voice, but on our wedding night, he just laid on top of me and did what he needed to do, I suppose. And that was bad enough, but then, after just a short while, he stopped wanting to do even that. I showed him the magic you see now, but nothing enticed him. He spent most of his time above the surface sailing his boat with his mates, and in reality, I felt alone for so many years, even when I supposedly had a man by my side. And obviously we never had any children, so I didn't even have anything in common with my sisters. It's always just been me.
Ariana, I need you to know something.
Sienna replied in a soothing tone.
I too had an incredibly unhappy first marriage. It wasn't the same as yours, exactly, but I deeply understand so much of what you're talking about. So what you need to understand is that since the day I met Joe and Jessamine, I have never felt anything but totally loved, maybe even for the first time in my life. We would never, ever hurt you like that.
I know.
Ariana sniffled, and she was openly crying now.
I wouldn't have agreed to do the ritual unless I believed that. I know I'm quiet and reserved, but I do know how to protect myself.
I put my arm around her, and I knew there was something I needed to explain as well. Jessamine was tracing slow circles on Ariana's back now, and I could feel the redhead shiver through her tears. Ariana, I began, and then I looked between her and the other two princesses. I know a lot of this ritual is about uniting the princesses and saving Fairyland, and of course that's important. But in my world, marriage is usually about love. Things have happened very quickly since I got here, but I wouldn't have married Jessamine and Sienna if I didn't love them. And now, I've fallen in love with you too. Ariana, I love you, and I know my wives do too. Jessamine and Sienna nodded in confirmation, and I saw Jessamine run one delicate finger across Ariana's shoulder, and then through the white lace, down along the outline of the side of her breast. The redhead briefly gasped, but I sensed she wasn't done talking.
Joe, Sienna, Jessamine, I feel the same way,
Ariana told us, but another tear rolled down her cheek.
I'm just afraid you're gonna think I'm stupid because I've never really done anything before. I'm so inexperienced.
Ariana, you're one of the smartest people I've ever met, I said in response, and it was true.
And as for your experience, literally everyone has to start somewhere. Let's just pretend all that bad stuff never happened to you, and this is your first time. You can start over with our help.
The idea of making love to this woman for practically the first time in her life was making it hard for me to think of anything else. But I knew I had to focus on her feelings for the time being, since it was the right thing to do.
I'm not even sure of what exactly the ritual consists of,
the redhead practically whispered.
I mean, there are books in the library, and I know some things, but I've never even...
I didn't think it was possible for Ariana's face to get even redder, but she'd just beaten her own record. Her cheeks were as red as ripe cherries, and her skin felt hot to the touch. I decided she might be more comfortable if my wives explained the ritual to her, so I decided to let them talk for now.
Okay, so the ritual...
Jessamine began, and her face looked thoughtful as she considered how best to continue her explanation.
Well, there are two parts. You can do them in either order, but there are two things that need to happen. First, you need to take Joe in your mouth and drink down his hero seed. Secondly, Joe needs to make love to you and put his seed into your womb. Ariana, I have to tell you, being with Joe was like nothing I'd ever felt before. The feeling you get when you experience the hero seed for the first time is going to blow your mind.
My mouth?
Ariana gulped and stared at Jessamine. Holy shit. This girl needed to be taught everything.
But there's one more thing. I hope this isn't going to be too hard for you, but we're going to have to bind your hands behind your back.
Okay. I've never even heard of that, but I'll try to be brave.
Oh, gods. Something just occurred to me,
Sienna interjected with wide sapphire eyes.
Ariana, have you ever had an orgasm before?
An orgasm?
The mermaid was speaking so quietly I had to bend my head down to hear her.
I'm not sure. I'd know, right?
Yes, you'd know. Don't worry, everything is going to change today for you. You're not going to be alone anymore. We'll teach you what to do, and your body is going to experience wonderful things you've literally never felt before. Ariana, what can we do for you to make you more comfortable?
Jessamine asked, and she ran her hands across the red-haired princess's shoulders and started to slightly pull the lace straps down over her arms. Ariana's face glowed in the candlelight, and I thought she'd never looked more beautiful.
That feels good. I like what you're doing, Jessamine. I just don't feel like the rest of you are very comfortable. You're still wearing those metal bikinis and those tight pants, and we're just sitting on the edge of the bed. I feel a little exposed in what I'm wearing, and you're all fully dressed.
I thought that was a fairly brave thing to say coming from someone as shy as Ariana, and I was impressed. So I stood up from the bed and slowly loosened the ties on the leather pants I was still wearing, but Sienna quickly took over.
Here, Ariana, watch. You asked what you would do with your mouth, so let me show you for a minute with Joe, and you'll see it's fun.
Sienna pulled the ties at my waist, and then, in a torturously slow motion, ran her hands along my body to my hips. She pulled the thick brown leather down my legs, and my throbbing cock was finally exposed to the women. My blonde wife first ran her hot, wet tongue around its head, and then put the whole tip into her mouth and sucked gently. Oh, I sighed, and I stroked the back of Sienna's blonde head. That feels good. For just a moment, she bobbed her head down and put the whole thing into her mouth, and I could feel myself twitching at the back of her throat. However, she almost immediately pulled away entirely, and I was left gasping for air. I turned to look at Ariana, and I noticed her mouth was hanging open. Jessamine noticed too, and she gently rubbed the redhead's narrow shoulders as a grin spread across her full lips.
This is all new to you, I guess?
My black-haired wife asked Ariana.
You look a little surprised.
Yes. I've never seen this act before, and Joe's manhood. I've never seen anything like your body before, Joe. It's just so much bigger than anything I've ever seen or even imagined.
This was starting to be torture for me. So I finished pulling off my pants and sat down on the bed next to Ariana, with my bare thigh just centimeters from her own. As I watched the redhead out of the corner of my eye, I noticed she kept looking at my lap and then quickly glancing away.
Ariana, would you be more comfortable if Jessamine and I took our clothes off as well?
Sienna questioned the mermaid, and she looked up and nodded.
Yes, if you're ready. But you should know, I've never seen a woman like that before either,
the mermaid said, and blushed again.
Why don't we undress each other? Ariana might like to see that, not to mention Joe.
Joe always likes that. I don't have much on, but please, come take it off for me.
Jessamine scooted off the bed and came to stand behind Sienna. With a gentle hand, my dark-haired wife pulled the other princess's long blonde waves across her back and to the front of her shoulders so she could reach the clasp of Sienna's bikini top. Then, with a slight snap, the top was off and fell to the ground. It wasn't my first time, but I still gasped at the sight of Sienna's perfectly round ivory breasts with engorged rosy nipples. I immediately had the urge to grab them and put one into my mouth, but I resisted. I noticed Ariana tremble as well, and it felt like electricity was passing between the tiny space that separated our legs. Jessamine then pushed the blue bikini bottom down off Sienna's hips and ran her hands over her sister wife's taut white ass to caress the skin I knew was soft as silk. For a minute, she placed her golden hands on Sienna's belly and slid them down through the soft patch of blonde between her legs before pulling away.
My turn,
Sienna said, and I could tell she was slightly out of breath. She repeated Jessamine's actions to remove the raven-haired beauty's teal armored bikini and ran her pale hands across my dark-haired wife's bronzed skin. The blonde teased her sister wife between her legs for a moment longer than Jessamine had, and I could see her slide one finger up into Jessamine's pussy before she drew away.
Oh my gods! Sienna, that was mean. This conversation has really been turning me on, as I'm sure you can tell. Don't tease me.
Why not? I think we're all feeling the tension a little bit right now. Doesn't that make it even better in the end? Ariana, how are you over there?
I looked away from the show my wives had been putting on to glance over at the red-haired princess, and her eyes were wide. I could hear her breathing a little more quickly, and I knew she'd like the display as well.
I'm okay. You're all so incredible to look at. It's still making me feel a little self-conscious. You both are so beautiful.
I turned to the redhead now and took both of her hands in my own. It seemed like no one had ever made her feel good before, and I thought that was a damn shame. Ariana, you're incredible too, I told her, as I slowly rubbed her palm with the tip of my thumb. I need you to know how beautiful you are. And I would love to see more of your body. I'm sure Sienna and Jessamine would as well. Both of my wives nodded.
Ariana, can I undress you?
Jessamine asked, and the redhead nodded.
And I think it might also be a good time to bind you.
I could feel the mermaid shaking, and I squeezed her hands tighter before I let one go to push a strand of her long red hair out of her eyes, which were glittering in the candlelight.
Okay.
You're doing great. I can't wait to perform this ritual with you.
Really?
The redhead looked up at me with uncertain aqua eyes, and I couldn't help but smile. Really, really, I laughed, and I gestured down to my still rock-hard cock. You can clearly see what you're doing to me.
It is rather noticeable.
Ariana giggled, and she bit her lip as she stared at my shaft.
Now, what can we use for the binding portion of the ritual?
Jessamine mused. Wish we'd thought to bring your scarves, I teased. The raven-haired princess scanned the room for something she could use to tie the redhead up, and her eyes landed on my pants and their tie.
Joe, I'm going to use this string from your pants to bind Ariana,
Jessamine informed me as she picked up my clothing off the floor.
Don't worry, I think I can fix them later. Ariana, I'm going to take your clothing off now, and then I'm going to tie your hands behind your back. With your permission, of course.
The redhead gulped and nodded, and it was easy for Jessamine to pull off the white lacy slip of fabric in one soft, languid motion. When I saw Ariana's unclothed body for the first time, I couldn't help but gasp aloud. Her smooth, pale breasts bounced slightly as her chest heaved with anticipation, and I immediately wanted to reach out and caress her swollen nipples, which were as pink as her flushed cheeks. I admired her narrow waist, her full, curvy hips, and her legs that stretched on for miles before they met at her red, curled mound. I wanted desperately to reach up into the chasm between her thighs and please her, and my cock throbbed at the thought. Jessamine bent down over the redhead's body for a moment before encircling one of her nipples with her soft, pink tongue, and my cock throbbed at the sight.
Oh, gods!
Ariana moaned quietly.
Would you mind turning around for me?
Jessamine asked. The redhead did as requested, and Jessamine grabbed Ariana's wrists and tied them tightly together in one fluid motion. The redhead groaned slightly, but she didn't complain.
Did you like that?
Jessamine whispered, but she didn't wait for an answer. The black-haired princess ran her tongue down over Ariana's flat white belly to the red curls between her legs before she looked up at her face.
Yes.
Ariana had closed her eyes now, and her cheeks were flushed.
Joe, why don't you lie down on the bed and watch?
Sienna suggested. Don't have to ask me twice. I was overcome by the beauty of my two wives and of the woman who was about to become my third wife, and I couldn't think of anything else to do but comply. So I scooted back on the large mattress until I was more than halfway across, and then I laid myself out down the length of the bed and propped my head up on an elbow.
Slide back, Ariana, and lie down next to Joe,
Jessamine instructed her.
Sienna and I want to get you ready for the ritual.
Okay,
the mermaid said in a shaky voice, and I could tell it was difficult for her to even get the words out. It was a little hard for her to move with her hands tied, but she managed to lie down alongside me on the bed, and I looked her alabaster body up and down. My gaze went from her erect, rose-red nipples to the gap between her slightly parted legs, where Jessamine had now positioned herself.
Ariana, I know this is your first time doing this, so I'm going to ask you if everything I do is okay.
My raven-haired wife explained as she looked up at the mermaid's face from under her thick, dark eyelashes.
The first thing I want to do is I want to touch your pussy to see how wet you are. I want to make sure you are ready for Joe's cock to slide deep inside of you. Would that be all right?
Yes,
the redhead responded, and when she looked over at me to see my reaction, I knew she could see the hunger in my eyes. What she saw must have satisfied her, too, because she spoke in a stronger voice.
Yes, I want you to touch me there. Make sure I'm ready for Joe. Please.
I saw Jessamine push Ariana's pale pink lips apart with one hand, and she used the other to slide a tentative finger into the wet spot in between.
Is that okay?
The dark-haired princess whispered, and it seemed like it was, because Ariana bucked up against her hand and gently moaned again.
Gods, Ariana, you're already so wet. I'm not even sure you need any help from me and Sienna. That is, unless Joe would like us to eat out your pussy for you.
My two wives looked over at me for confirmation, and I nodded. I want to watch you go down on her, I commanded them. But don't make her come, that's going to be my job.
Yes, Joe, whatever you command,
Sienna said in a small voice, and with Jessamine's finger still inside of Ariana, the blonde bent her head over and began to tenderly kiss the mermaid's clit. She lapped at the redhead's body gently at first, but then she began to suck a little harder, and Ariana groaned in pleasure.
I've never felt anything like this before,
the mermaid panted in response to the women's touches, and I could see her thighs shaking.
It's like something is building up inside of me, and I'm gonna explode.
Joe, she's already dripping wet,
Jessamine informed me as she pulled back from Ariana's pink entrance.
After what she said, I think she's too close. She needs you inside her right now. My suggestion, hero, is that you lie back and let her ride you.
Sounds amazing to me. I laid back down on the bed as suggested, and Ariana had a slightly puzzled look on her face as she scanned my body.
I'm so embarrassed, but I'm not sure what to do,
she told the other princesses.
I want you to straddle him, and then slowly, smoothly, try to slide yourself down onto his erection. It may hurt a little, especially because of Joe's girth, but don't worry, soon it will spread you open and feel like nothing you've ever experienced before.
I'm not sure how to do it with my hands tied,
the mermaid admitted as she dropped her aqua eyes.
I'll help you,
Sienna suggested with a gentle smile. Ariana looked deep into my eyes for a moment, and then Sienna held her up as the redhead pulled one slim leg over my body. She sat down on my thighs to face me for a moment, as if to gather up her bravery, and I realized Jessamine had been right. The redhead was truly dripping wet.
You can do it, Ariana. You are safe with us, and Joe is nice and gentle. Well, at least he can be.
You're incredibly gorgeous, I murmured, as I reached up and cupped Ariana's face. And I want to make you feel amazing. Take it slow at first, but I promise you, I'll show you pleasure like you've never known.
Okay, Joe,
the mermaid whispered as she stared directly into my eyes, and she pressed a kiss to my palm before I dropped my hands to gently cup her supple hips. Slowly, the redhead positioned her body up and over my cock before she slid her tight, almost virginal pussy down onto me. I gasped at the sensation of the sudden heat, and I couldn't help but thrust up into her body. I hoped I hadn't hurt her, but I soon realized she'd started to come as soon as my cock had entered her. Liquid gushed out along my shaft, and her velvety walls clamped down around me like a vice. Her spasms were almost enough to push me over the top, but I wanted to give Ariana the treatment she deserved.
Oh, my gods!
The redhead cried out as she threw back her head and shuddered on my cock for half a minute while she gasped for air, and I could see her forehead was glistening with sweat. You like that? I whispered as I danced my fingers along the creamy skin of her hips.
I think that was it. Oh, Joe, that was incredible.
You haven't seen anything yet, I promised. Then I pulled her slippery body down on top of me for what I couldn't believe was our first kiss. And she parted her red lips with intense desire, took my tongue hungrily into her mouth, and bit my lip almost hard enough to draw blood. God damn, I grunted, and I thrust another inch of my cock into her incredibly tight tunnel.
I know.
was all the redhead moaned in reply, before she got to work trying to make herself feel good again. Now that I was fully inside her, Ariana alternately slid up and down on my cock and ground her body down onto my hips. I was shocked when she started to clench again almost immediately, and I could feel her juices dripping down onto me as I struggled to maintain my composure. The mermaid screamed as her body desperately thrashed on top of my cock, and this second climax lasted a few dozen seconds longer than the first. I looked over at Jessamine and Sienna, who were now lying next to us on the large bed and watching Ariana fuck me. They were both playing with their own breasts and pussies, and I hissed as Sienna slid two fingers between her slick lower lips.
Is that twice already?
Jessamine marveled, and her dark eyes were hooded as she plucked at her brown nipples.
Oh, Ariana, you were made for Joe to take as a wife.
Jessamine, Sienna, I managed to choke out. I want you to get each other off. No, fuck that. I command it. Sienna's eyes widened, and she shot me a slight smile before she slowly stretched out her body and pulled Jessamine in for a kiss. I watched their rosy pink tongues intertwine for a moment before I turned back to Ariana, who still writhed on top of me.
Oh, my God! You're amazing!
The redhead shouted, and I actually wasn't sure if she'd ever stopped coming.
Wow.
Jessamine sighed as she pulled away from Sienna for a moment, and then she returned to sucking one of the blonde's perfect nipples as Sienna grabbed Jessamine's hand and forced it down between her legs.
Let's...
Sienna could barely get words out at first.
Oh, Jessamine, lick my pussy. Let me come over there and sit on your face. Yes, of course...
Jessamine stuttered, and Sienna straddled Jessamine before they placed themselves into a classic 69 position. Sienna's tight ass was pointing straight up into the air, and I couldn't help but slap it when I saw it. That's right. You two need to listen to me, I told my wives.
Yes, Joe.
Sienna moaned as she turned her head toward me, and her mouth glistened from Jessamine's juices.
Oh, we just want to make you happy.
I want to make you happy too, Joe.
Ariana whimpered, and I realized she was staring at me intently with her huge aqua eyes.
What makes you feel good?
Trust me, you already are, I told her. I pushed her hips up off me and began to thrust up into her, and I pulled myself almost all the way out before I slid into her body again. Every time I entered her fully, she cried out with pleasure. Her slick wetness seemed to be everywhere, and I had literally lost count of her orgasms. As Ariana gingerly bent over my body, trying not to lose her balance, she dangled her breasts over my face. I reached up with one hand to hold on to her, and then I put one of her nipples into my mouth. I ran it between my lips, and then I bit her gently. The mermaid seemed to like it, because she screamed out again in pleasure. I couldn't believe this was the same blushing princess who had never done anything like this before, and the transformation was about to take me over the top. I stopped moving inside Ariana for a moment and held her down so she would stop rolling her hips on top of me. Listen, Ariana, this is the part that's kind of a big deal, I told her, though my voice had to compete with the sound of Jessamine and Sienna's cries of ecstasy. When I come inside you, the first half of the ritual will be complete, and I have to warn you, it can be pretty intense. I also wanted to make sure you feel good, because I didn't want to finish this without you.
Joe, I know what you need as a man,
the redhead gasped. She was trying to squirm her way back down onto me, but I wouldn't let her.
And yes, I feel incredible, like I've never felt before. And I even know I'm going to orgasm one last time when you shoot your seed deep into my womb. And please, Joe, fill me up.
Oh, fuck. I let her grind back down onto me one last time before I let go. My cock erupted, and it felt like lightning raced down my spine as my shaft pulsed again and again. I released what had to be a gallon of cum, and I could feel it gush out of Ariana's spasming pussy and splash against my thighs as she continued to ride me. I could also hear her moans of pleasure from far away, but my head was tingling so hard from the explosion of green sparks, I could barely move. After she cried out one last time, she rolled off me, and I blindly reached out and pulled her up against me.
"Don't let Joe's seed go to waste,"
I vaguely heard Sienna say.
"That's right. It's magic,"
Jessamine giggled, and when I managed to look over, I saw both of my wives with their heads between Ariana's legs, and they were competing over who got to drink the flow of my cum dripping out of my soon-to-be third wife's tunnel. You princesses are too much," I told them, when I was able to speak again. "Ariana, are you sure you've never had an orgasm before?"
"I'm sure,"
she replied, and I could barely believe it when she actually giggled.
"But that was pretty great. I've never felt so close to anyone before. I mean, all of you. It's normal to see green sparks, right?"
Jessamine and Sienna looked at each other for a moment and grinned.
"Well, that actually only happens when you fuck the hero,"
Sienna told her and shrugged her shoulders.
"You should see them again when you complete the second half of the ritual, which you can do as soon as Joe is ready."
"Hey, I'm always ready," I responded, and I pointed down at my cock, which was already rock solid again.
"Yeah, you are,"
Jessamine said with admiration in her voice, and she rubbed my chest.
"That's the hero for you. So, Ariana, you understand the second half of the ritual, right?"
I think so,"
the redhead replied, and I could tell she felt a little shy again.
"I saw what you did to him before, Sienna, and I know it's something like that. But I might need a little help. My books didn't really tell me about that part."
"Of course,"
Sienna answered with a nod.
"Well, don't mean to brag, but Jessamine and I are experts at pleasing Joe. We can absolutely help."
"Ooh, do we get to tell her what to do?"
Jessamine asked with a sly grin.
"This is going to be fun."
"Should I start now?"
"Whenever you're ready,"
Sienna said in a kind voice. But I wasn't surprised when Ariana immediately positioned herself between my legs and stuck out her delicate pink tongue to gently lick the head of my cock.
"Ooh, I didn't know it would taste yummy,"
the mermaid giggled, and she put more of me into her mouth.
"That's the taste of you mixed with Joe's seed."
"Mmm, we taste so good together,"
Ariana moaned, and then she slid her lips a bit deeper down the length of my shaft as her eyes met mine.
"Oh, gods, you women are going to kill me," I groaned as I dropped my head back down onto the bed.
"I'm not sure she's going to need much instruction,"
Jessamine told Sienna.
"No, please tell me what to do,"
Ariana pleaded as she pulled back a fraction from my wet shaft.
"I want to make sure Joe feels as good as possible, and I want to get the maximum amount of his seed in my stomach. I don't want to make any mistakes, so please teach me, sisters."
"If that's what you would like, we're happy to help. So what I like to do is start with my tongue. Just lick his cock everywhere. Start at the tip and lick it in a circle, and then run your tongue down the side. The slower you go, the more it's going to tease him, which, personally, I think he likes, and it makes him spray the most seed when he finally climaxes."
"That is very true," I chuckled. The redhead followed Sienna's instructions using her hot, wet tongue. She traced slow circles around the head of my cock and slowly licked my shaft as if it were the sweetest ice cream cone. When she got down to the bottom, she took my balls into her mouth and sucked on them with longing, and I felt my cock jump from the sensation. "Oh, fuck, Ariana."
"Great job,"
Jessamine told Ariana, and it was clear she approved of the redhead's technique.
"That's even a little advanced. So, what I would do next is suck on the tip lightly, just a little. Move your mouth up and down, but not too much."
"You two are making her tease me," I groaned, and I was disappointed when I discovered Jessamine's ass wasn't within spanking range.
"She's our student,"
Sienna scolded me with a grin.
"Now be quiet and let us teach her.
Huh. I'm going to get you, Sienna, I growled. But I had to stop talking when Ariana did as Jessamine had said and started to suck on my cock. She moved her warm, slippery mouth downward toward the bottom of my shaft in an agonizingly slow motion, and it seemed like she was a natural at this as well.
Oh, God!
I cried out and threw my head back. I didn't want to interrupt the blowjob lesson, but I'd started to think this was going to win the record for the shortest ritual of all time. When Ariana stopped for further instructions, I could feel tiny drops of cum start to roll out of the top of my cock. Ariana saw the droplets, and she immediately licked them off and moaned with pleasure at the taste. If they taught her how to deep throat me, I was going to be a goner.
Now, let's talk about how to take it all in,
Jessamine said, as if she had read my mind.
Just relax. Make sure your mouth is sloppy wet, and then eagerly accept his cock all the way down your throat. Don't resist at all. Just relax and take it all.
Joe is very gentle, so he won't hurt you, but he's probably going to want to push your head down a little. And his hips may thrust up and push his cock further down your throat because it feels so good for him. You're probably going to gag a little, but that's okay, because he really likes that. It lets him know how big his cock is. When it's all the way down your throat, you can even try to stick your tongue out and lick his balls. If I know Joe, and I do, that just might finish the ritual.
Okay, I need to do this for Joe,
Ariana said, and she bent down over me as her long red hair hung down and tickled my legs.
Joe, I need to know what it feels like when you finish the ritual inside my mouth. Please, I want you to come down my throat. Give me all of it. Fill my stomach just like you filled my womb. Make me yours. Please.
I didn't know where her dirty mouth had suddenly come from, but I had to grip the sheets on the bed with both fists so I didn't lose control. I needed her to drink my cum to complete the ritual, but I was afraid I was going to explode as soon as she touched me with her mouth again. So I laid back and tried to think about baseball, Jamar's ugly face, or literally anything else other than Ariana deep-throating me. The mermaid's warm, full lips touched the head of my cock, and then they parted in her attempt to take all of me in. Her mouth was still as juicy as ever, and it felt incredible. She slid my shaft deeper and deeper down her throat, and as Sienna had predicted, my arm involuntarily reached out to grab the back of her head.
Oh, fuck!
I groaned as she moved her mouth further and further downward. I felt the back of her throat spasm as she tried the licking technique Sienna had suggested. And that was it. The head of my cock tingled with uncontrollable sensations, and I shot my load straight into Ariana's mouth. The redhead gagged as my cock sprayed like a fire hose, and dribbles of seed escaped from the side of her mouth. The mermaid wasn't deterred, though, and she hollowed her cheeks as she tried to guzzle down every last drop of my frothy cream. I squeezed my eyes shut as the green sparks appeared. They were brighter than they'd been when I'd fucked the redhead, and the buzzing in my head was incredibly loud, like I'd stood up way too fast. I leaned my head back onto the bed, and everything went black. I wasn't sure how much time had passed when I opened my eyes again, but the first thing I saw was Ariana's hands were now free again to caress her sister wives' bodies. My now three wives were making out with each other and trying to catch the taste of my cum on each other's lips. And I smirked with satisfaction and just sat back and watched for a moment. It wasn't every man who had three women to fulfill his every sexual need, and I wasn't sure how I'd gotten so lucky. When she noticed my eyes were open, Ariana practically leapt across the bed to see me.
Joe! We're married now!
The redhead squealed, and I'd never seen her with such a big smile on her face.
I belong to you! Isn't it great?
Come here, I commanded her, and I reached out my arms to hold her. Jessamine and Sienna scooted up to the top of the bed as well, and the blonde pulled up a thick, warm comforter over our bodies. I wanted to stay awake and savor the moment, but we'd barely gotten any sleep in that hammock the night before, and it seemed impossible not to drift off as my three wives and I cuddled up together. I wasn't sure how much time had passed, but I was awoken by Ariana poking me in the ribs. The candles that were still lit had burned down into tiny stubs, and the chamber was dim.
Hey, wake up. Do you hear that? Joe, I'm really scared. I think something broke through my magic barrier.
Well, oh, what time is it?
I yawned and rubbed at my face. But when I heard the unusual sound for the first time, I immediately bolted into an upright position and stared at Ariana with wide eyes. Okay, I definitely heard that, and it's definitely coming from outside. My mermaid wife stumbled out of the bed and padded naked across the chamber to look out the window.
Oh, gods!
She cried out a moment later, and when she turned back to look at me, her face looked pale in the dying light, and her eyes were wide. What is it? I asked, and the hair stood up on my arms and legs.
Morgar! He's right outside. He did break through my barrier, and he's shooting lightning attacks directly at the palace walls.